With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Historic day in Israel. Hamas releasing 7 hostages initially, the other 13 gaining their freedom just a few moments ago. The original 7 have been reunited with families and loved ones. They are now undergoing medical exams. On that note, Professor Noah Eliniak-Maraz, who is head of the Returning Hostages Unit at the Rabin Medical Center, says these hostages have a very difficult journey and time ahead of them.
One of the things we learned is to look to the long run. We know that, the pictures of hugging and that we're all looking for in the first day, they're really touching pictures, and it's a very, very important day and part of coming back and rehabilitation. But we know that it's a long run.
And President Trump is on the scene. He will be addressing the Knesset shortly. The president later goes to Egypt for high-level talks later in the day with a number of world leaders. President Trump is predicting that Canadian tourism in the United States will bounce back following a trade deal once it is reached. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president believes that Canadians will increase their travel to the U.S. once again. He made the prediction during an Oval Office meeting this past week with Canada's visiting prime minister. Donald Trump's talk of making Canada the 51st state infuriated our neighbors to the north, who have canceled trips to the U.S. in big numbers. There's been a 23% drop in Canadian visits to the U.S. in the first 7 months of the year versus the same period in 2024. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the latest presidential tracking poll looks good for the president. This is SRN News. Some good news. Young men are going back to church.
A new study released by the Barna Group indicates that amongst millennials and Generation X, males are attending church in numbers exceeding those of females, a reversal of a historical trend. Barna finds that 43% of men in those generations are going to worship services versus 36% of women. In fact, Barna says this is the first time in all the decades that they have measured church attendance that men have outpaced women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former Wyoming library director who was fired amid an uproar over inappropriate books in the kids section will be paid $700,000 after settling a suit. Terry Leslie was fired as the library system director in Campbell County in 2023, 2 years into the book dispute at a library in the city of Gillette. This is SRN News. If you've ever wondered or had any doubt about a dog's intelligence and loyalty, then you need to listen to this story. A dog in Florida proves to be an elderly woman's best friend.
Eeyore the dog is now a hero after leading a Florida sheriff's deputy to a missing 86-year-old woman after her husband reported her missing when she didn't return from her walk. Deputies spotted Eeyore in the road.
Baby, where's your mama?
The dog led Deputy Miller to a nearby spot where the woman had fallen.
He came up to your car.
Mm-hmm. She was amazed that Eeyore rescued her.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
As the woman waited to be taken to the hospital, the dog did not leave her side.
Grandma loves you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The woman had minor injuries, but she's okay. More details at srnnews.com.